Could you briefly explain your motivation behind opening the Kraken?
It was a combination of things. I think I enjoy the industry from the other side of a bar, of the bar, for a long time. Like to eat, like to be entertained. So the restaurant industry seemed like a natural fit when I wanted to go out and do something on my own. The other side of that is that, you know, I just kind of finally hit the wall, got tired of working for other people, and wanted to go into business for myself. It's pretty simple.
Why did you choose the mythical creature as the name of your restaurant?
Again, a combination of things. The main driving force is I do like language and I like words and I like the idea of the Kraken and not just Kraken. But also there's a movie from like 1981, Clash of the Titans. And there's this famous line that you hear repeated all the time now, release the Kraken. And I just always like the sound of that. It stuck with me. The other side of that is I do kind of have an interest in mythology, and I have a little bit of a literary background. I got my degree in English, and the idea of the mythological sea creature just kind of stuck with me. So I always knew from years and years ago, before this was ever close to becoming reality, that when I did do something, it would be the Kraken something, whether it was gastropub or bar and grill or whatever it was. So,
okay. What kind of experience do you want your customers to have at the Kraken?
I want them to have the kind of experience that when they leave here, they want to come back, you know. And I hope we can create the kind of atmosphere and the kind of experience where we become their new haunt, you know. They used to go somewhere else primarily, and now they're going to come here primarily. So I think we've got that nailed on the food part, because we're doing some exceptional food right now. David Marlowe is our chef, and he's an exceptionally talented chef with a good cooking pedigree, and then service. I mean, we have friendly service, and you know, still being a new restaurant, you know, we have our hiccups every now and then, but in general, I think people have a good enough time now to want to come back, and that's what we want them to do. We want them to come back. We want them to think of us first.
Speaking of hiccups, there's some critiques on Urban Spoon, and how have you responded to them as the owner of the restaurant?
Yeah, I'm well aware of those. I do read a lot of Urban Spoon and a lot of reviews. I don't live and die by them. While you can't be everything to everyone, I do feel that the critiques aren't necessarily bad as much as just feedback. And I'm grateful for anybody who wants to give constructive feedback. So if there's something that we can identify in any of that criticism, we fix it immediately. We change it and we make it better. At one point, we had a challenge with a slower turn time or ticket time coming out of the kitchen. And it was largely because of the kind of food we were doing. We were kind of fry heavy, and there's only so fast you can make a fryer fry. So we became aware of that, and we fixed it with a more sophisticated menu that maybe had faster cooking processes like sauteing. And so we responded in that way, and it improved the food, incidentally. So, yeah, I want to hear anything anyone has to say about what we do here, because if we can fix it, I will fix it. Because I spent a lot of years working in a corporate environment where when something was wrong, you had to go through levels and levels of this hierarchy and all the red tape and to get anything done. And by the time it was you wanted to make the change, it was already too late because you had to go through all the bureaucracy. Well, here I have the luxury of being able to, if something doesn't work, stop doing it and start doing something else.
Urban Spoon lists several other restaurants as gastropubs, such as Public House and the British Bulldog. How do you think that the Kraken is different from those?
Okay. Happily, I am familiar with those people and love them to death. And as far as, I'm good friends with some of them. I will say that we are a true gastropub in the sense that our emphasis is on the food. We focus on the food, and we have a menu that has items on it you won't get anywhere else in town. For instance, one of our more popular items, our lobster grilled cheese or our mussels. So yeah, we focus on food, and I challenge almost any restaurant in town to, I probably shouldn't say that, but we'll put our menu up against any restaurant in town. I think we're doing great work, and we have a great staff back there putting out some good food, and it's inspired, you can tell.
Would you say it's in like Southern infused, or?
You know, there are some elements of it that are, that definitely are rooted in the South. First of all, I'm from the South, and I happen to enjoy that fact. And secondly, you wanted to, while we were doing some sophisticated things on the menu or some kind of funky things on the menu, also you want to keep in mind you have to appeal to a southern palate in a neighborhood. We're a neighborhood pub, and we're situated in a location in Rosewood and Shandon, where, you know, we want people to have something familiar with their taste buds. So our shrimp and grits is probably the most evident thing as far as Southern food goes. But then we have pork belly, which long time ago was probably a part of the hog that a lot of people didn't consider a delicacy. It comes from the same region bacon comes from. It pretty much is bacon. But that's something that's on our menu. And, I mean, Southern food is just great. It's also a comfort food. So I think that goes along with kind of creating the kind of atmosphere we want. I mean, at the end of the day, gastropub, yes, but pub is a part of that. So we want the comfort foods, and we want you to come in and be in this friendly environment that makes you want to come back. So
so how does your restaurant fit into Rosewood community in particular?
Well, we are definitely a part of what I hope becomes an entertainment district. And I certainly encourage anybody else who wants to go into business in this industry to do it in Rosewood. I'm networked with a couple of the other bar and restaurant owners around here. And, you know, if they need anything, you know, they can certainly come to me. And there have been times when I might have had to lean on them for, you know, assistance in some regard. So we're well networked. Also, we're well aware that we are a neighborhood restaurant or pub because we see a lot of the same people over and over and over, a fact we're happy about. And yeah, I certainly want to cater to that. I mean, we want to continue our reach across Greater Columbia, but at the end of the day, I mean, these are the people who I really need to keep happy because they're going to be the ones to get us through those the tough summer months and stuff. So
what is it that you think has kept the restaurant here, knowing that the businesses before in the same location have failed so quickly?
Yeah, well, I put a whole lot of thought into what needed to happen in this spot to make it something that could be sustained. So we're not in an entertainment district, as I said. And so I knew immediately we wouldn't get a lot of just traffic just from people who walk by. So we did have to create a menu that gave people a reason to come to us, you know, because they can't get it anywhere else. I knew that we had to have beers, maybe focusing on American craft beers, as opposed to just having all the proven big sellers up there that you're going to see in every other bar you walk into. So that has a lot to do with it. Another part to do with it is, you know, my customer service background. I'm very hands-on. You know, I don't unlock the door and then go home. I'm here pretty much all the time, and I'm involved with every aspect of the business. And I make it a point to try to speak to every single person that comes through that door if I'm here and visit their table. I want them to have a good time, and I want them to communicate to me if there's something that needs to be done that we aren't doing. I mean, I need to know that. So I think that my hands-on nature, and also the fact that I do try to talk to every customer to let them know how much I really appreciate that out of all the places they could have gone tonight, they came here. I think that helps people seem to appreciate that I appreciate it so much.
How do you feel about the upcoming anniversary of the Kraken?
I'm ecstatic. I mean, you know, I know the statistics in this industry. And it's something that we've been able, it's a statistic we eclipsed from the beginning. It was almost like lightning in a bottle. So I'm enthusiastic about it. I'm overjoyed because the year mark is a big deal in the restaurant industry. We'll be celebrating maybe when the weather warms back up with something. But yeah, I'll certainly find a way to show the customers that I appreciate their helping our survive here for the past year, and we'll be here for them for years to come.
Which items on the menu are your favorites?
It's like asking me to choose which parent I love the most, but I'm a big fan of the pork belly. You know, but it's pork. It's pork fat. It makes everything taste better, and I'm just talking about it makes me want to go in there and get some now. But I like the pork belly. I'm a big fan of our shrimp and grits. I think it's some of the best shrimp and grits in town. Our wings. I'm a little bit of a wing aficionado, having been a barfly, and that we smoke them as opposed to just dropping them right into a fryer, and that we make our own sauces in the house, I think really distinguishes them from a lot of the other places that do wings. And that was the goal, to individuate ourselves. And then the boiled peanut hummus gets a great review from everybody. Once again, it appeals to the southern palate, but it's also vegetarian friendly, and it's boiled peanuts, nice salty boiled peanuts and chickpeas. Who was there not to love? But that's probably some of the highlights for me.
If you can recall back when you changed the menu and got a new chef, and why that happened and when it happened?
It happened a couple of months ago, and it was just a professional transition that the restaurant made. And as a result, we have improved some of the biggest concerns that people who've shown us support might have had, like our ticket time, like I mentioned. We have a much faster ticket time now, putting out great fresh food. At the same time, yeah, I mean, I think we really stepped up our game. And we call ourselves a gastropub. I mean, if you're going to use that word, you got to be able to bring it. And I think we bring it with the food. Because if you use that word and you're not doing something special in regards to the food, then you sound maybe kind of pretentious. And that is certainly what we wanted to stray away from. We're down to earth a bunch.
I think that's all we need. I think it's been 10 minutes.